GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
At 502-719-2472 or visit them online at ralouisville.com and be sure to tell them Marcus sent you.
Yeah, I'm the only one to get the job done.
Days with Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station at this time of the day. Everybody has that same thought. What's for lunch?
Ooh.
Steve, do you have any suggestions? Do you have any recommendations?
I do.
Do you have something on deck for the listeners of 93.9 to think about?
I do. Now, listen, before I say this really quick, I do want to throw it out there to people. We have great lunch partners. There's a chance that in the coming weeks, Nick, Steve, and Marcus are going to be able to tell you to how to have a daily eating plan with some meals. It's just in the works. Just a little
interesting.
Tease. Just a little tease.
Interesting.
Great local company. We might be talking here soon. So anyways, but today is not that day.
Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday. Which means shout out to Tommy and the Delivery.com team for bringing by Lunch ESPN Louisville Studios. Sicilian pizza and pasta. Locally owned Delivery.com brings the restaurant to you. And if you use promo code ORDERNOW, you'll get $10 off your next order. They're now hiring drivers, get paid per delivery, keep your own tips. Also, if you're a restaurant looking to grow your business with food delivery, call delivery.com, your neighborhood delivery.
Pre-show conversation I had with Nikki.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with you as, or you came into the conversation.
Uh-huh.
I want to readdress. Oh, really quick. Jake, we forgot to.
I totally did him a disservice. He put together a tremendous. And that's just the type of guy he is, man. He didn't even say, like, hey, man, can we talk about this?
Why did you plug one?
Yeah, like, I totally forgot. And when he was walking out the door, I'm like, Jake, I'm so sorry. I forgot to say anything. The week before last, Jake had a clothing drive. Everything went to Wayside Christian Missions. It was a great event that he personally set up. He wrote me a month and a half, two months ago, and he was like, listen, I need some ideas of some places to get these clothes to that are going to be used in the right way.
Yep.
I just gave him a couple ideas, and from there, he took that, and they raised a lot, and were able to get a lot of clothes to people. So that's just the type of kid he is, man, type of guy he
is. Right.
I mean, yeah.
So, OG Jake now.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure that we plugged him for that, man.
Pre-show conversation.
That was awesome.
This is. I'm not going to state your business to our producer. I'm not going to do that. Now, normally, I would be yelling, state your business. But I won't do that on this one. But we got to have a conversation. Normally, I would be barking.
I'm ready to state my business. I'm sorry to interrupt your program, but I'm a man without a country. I was out for so long, Power Hungry Pat took my office, and he won't get the hell out.
And he put a name tag on.
Yeah, that's the one that put me over the top. When I came in yesterday, I yanked the name tag off. I got to be honest. I mean, you played. I played.
Yeah.
You don't lose your position for an injury.
No.
You're hurt. You come back. You get to play. So
right.
I'm back,
yeah.
And he won't get out. He's like a squatter. He won't get out. So I had no place to go. So I saw a chair here, so I came and sat
that's
down.
That's awesome. Okay, well, we're going to put you to work, obviously. Here's the thing. We have a pre-show meeting. Myself and Nikki. Steve got involved in this conversation.
Okay.
Now, I know you're listen, you don't miss very often. Over all your years of prediction, you don't miss very often.
What did I miss?
You tell us. Because we were talking about what hill did you just die on that ended up being a miss of all misses.
Do I know? Well, I'll tell you the one, and it may not be as dramatic as you'd like, but I could not have been more wrong about Trae Young. I said, that kid will never. Nobody in the NBA is going to let him go hog-ass wild like they do at Oklahoma. You can't.
Right.
I mean, you know, Lon Kruger basically gave him the ball and said, do whatever the hell you want. They're not going to do that in the NBA. Well, guess what?
Wait. Trae Young, Lon Kruger.
Yeah, when he was
Oklahoma.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and that's, you know, that was different for Lon. Lon didn't really do that much, but he gave him the ball and he let him go wild, and then I guess it's worked out pretty well for him.
As a basketball purist, you know exactly where my brain went when you said Lon Kruger.
Where? Why? He's been so many different places.
Yeah, right. Okay. You don't picture Lon Kruger as synonymous with a certain school like you know how some people when you say Patrick.
Yeah, that would be a good poll question. I mean, where do you
like, I think Illinois.
You still have him at Illinois?
Yeah, Kewan Garris. Like I have Lon Kruger as like.
I mean, the guy. Keep in mind, he was at UNLV. He was at Florida. He was at Illinois State or Kansas State? I mean, Kansas State.
Yep.
He was at Oklahoma, right. And he was in the NBA for like about 45 minutes.
You wouldn't say Steve Fisher, San Diego State. Yeah, right.
No, he's Michigan.
Right.
That's funny.
Okay, Nikki's first thought was Carmelo.
I missed on Carmelo?
No, Nikki said Carmelo was the guy he missed on. Like, I didn't get
why, what did you think? He was going to be great or awful?
I thought when he came back home to New York that he was going to be that would galvanize them and everything. And he ran Jeremy Lin out of town. And I was like, no, it's okay. You know, it sucks that Jeremy Lin's gone, but Melo has the idea. And then he became Olympic Melo. And I was like, okay, he's a hero again. But bottom line is he just didn't work. He wouldn't do anything but score.
So
if that's for me, I'm out.
So last thing I want to say, agree or disagree with this one real quick. Because you brought up Trae Young.
Okay.
The Steph Curry phenomenon, right?
Okay.
Unbelievable talent, all this good stuff. But I will... This is what I'll kind of die on, but live. You know, it's one of those. If Steph Curry doesn't have a Steve Kerr who can empathize with being one of the greatest shooters in history, Steph Curry was able to flourish under, like, if he doesn't have a coach who thinks that's a good shot, because Kerr, I'm sure he thought every shot was an awesome shot for him.
That's a good point.
If Steph Curry doesn't have Steve Kerr, the greatest shooter of all time, believing he can hit that?
We both love him to pieces, but if he had your coach, Denny Crum, Denny would have had a nervous breakdown.
That's my point. Listen, a lot of times we have like a Brian Kaiser in here, and it's like, you literally had to ignore the coach for 3 years to get the green light on your senior year. Like, that's how many times you had to prove the coach wrong to be able to take a bad shot.
Well, so, that's a good question. What does it say about the game, though? I mean, not that the game's in trouble or anything. But I mean, now everybody shoots them. I mean, it's like when baseball, went to, before they got the steroids out, and your number nine hitter was hitting 40 home runs a year. I mean, it was like the game was completely bastardized from how we. So I don't know. Do you move the line back even further? Does that matter? Do you get rid of the corner three? I mean, what do you do? Maybe you don't do anything. I don't know. What do you think?
I did hear. Listen, it's hard to argue. I heard one Mr. Cowherd. He said 3-point line, move it back, take away the corner shot. I couldn't argue. It was a good discussion.
I'd like to see, that's when they need to do stuff in the summer. They need to play leagues with experimental rules and see what it looks like and give it a try. And because, I don't know. I mean, on the one hand, it's awfully exciting because with the three-point shot, I've never seen so many 20-point comebacks in my life.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable. We were a kid. A team came back from 20. You were like, I remember that game.
Yeah.
Now it happens like twice a week.
Right. It's fourth quarter.
It really is.
Okay. Get back to it, sir. I want to steal all your content.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for letting me use the seat since I'm a man without a country. All right, guys. See you later.
Okay.
I have a goal. We're going to ask Bob that question again in 2 months. And you want to know what his answer is going to be?
I'm listening.
Steve Rummage in the outfield.
Except, wait a minute. I want to defend myself. I didn't make a prediction that you couldn't play out there, so that's not going to really count.
Okay,
but I will be absolutely delighted when you're running in Joe DiMaggio and all over the outfield and saying, that's my boy. Did you see my boy?
When you're Masterman.
He's walking around the bases, flipping bats, pointing at me, shoestring catching, doubling guys up on the infield. It was like, this guy's the MVP. MVP of the league, all because I pissed him off one afternoon. Talk about motivation. I'm John McGraw. Do you know who John McGraw is? Do you know who John McGraw?
Nope.
Who's John McGraw?
John McGraw was one of the most legendary baseball managers in the early days of baseball. He managed the New York Giants to 5 world championships, and he was known. That's how he got his players to play. He basically just insulted the spit out of them.
Oh, God.
Get in there and say, you guys were terrible today. Don't you know how much money you're leaving on the table? Because back then, I mean, you know, if you didn't get to the World Series, it was a lot of money. So that's all I was. I went to John McGraw school, and you shouldn't have done that.
I feel like within the last month, have you talked about John McGraw?
No, but let me ask you this, and this is great because I'm going to throw the guy under the bus. He's in sports radio. Nickel's going to get really mad at this, but I don't care. I have to make sure I didn't take the mic away from me. The guy's working on my show, and it's not me, it's not Nick. I don't want to mention who it is.
Okay.
We're narrowing it down.
The name Ted Williams came up the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know who Ted Williams was.
Really? Are they still on the show?
That's different. John McGraw, I can understand. He was a manager, and it was the 1920s. This guy's the last guy at about 400. Some people say he's the greatest left-handed hitter of all time. How you don't know who he is? I'm not a gearhead, but if you came up to me and said Mario Andretti, and I said, "Is he the guy on the Cooking Channel?" I mean, you know, you should say.
I mean, Tim Williams is the greatest of all time.
I just want to make sure I was unreasonable.
It's you and me. It's myself and Jack having an argument about Jordan, and he says, "I've seen YouTube videos."
Oh God, we almost died that day.
Who's
Mr.
Jack
B.
said that?
Jack was like, "I watched Jordan play. I've seen the YouTube videos."
You didn't live it, man.
I was like, I said, Jack, have you watched? Because you know how it is. Everybody just remembers 6 championships. He never lost a game, anything like that. I said, Jack, you're incapable of having a debate with me if you've never watched
a full game.
NBA on NBC.
If you've never done that,
gotta live the ebb and flow.
I can't argue with you on that. All right. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to watching Ramage become the MVP of the Tom Sawyer State Park. That'll be impressive.
Thank you, Mr. V. I appreciate you.
Actually, he's look, you know, let's great take guy, let's, man. Let's I love keep Mr. Nikki v. on schedule. We're about 30. We'll take a last commercial break. Midday's with Marcus Maven on 99 DeVille.
Said I don't spend time like I really should. She said she don't know me anymore. I think she hates me deep down. I know she does. She wants to erase me. A couple days no talking. I see my baby, and this is what she tells me. She said, I keep on running, keep on running, and nothing works. I can't get away from you. Now, I keep on ducking, and nothing helps. I can't stop missing you.
Yeah.
It's like I'm her new nightmare. She ain't escaping.
back. It's Middays with Marcus Paven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station.
You Kid Cudi royalties.
Because?
Oh, I just played a lot of that song. Yeah, I was digging it. I love that song.
If listen, if you didn't notice, I'm getting bombarded on the text line because we have the YouTube channel today, which means you can play as much Kid Cudi as you want. Did you forget that we had Jake Weingarten in here?
He made another song? I thought Kid Cudi made Day and Night and quit. just rode off into the sunset. He was like, Day and Night, I'm out.
Smoke weed for the rest of my life.
As long as I got the royalties. If he owns Day and Night, he's good for good.
Yeah. I'm done. That's the pot smoking.
Man in the Moon was like prime college. Listen, dude.
You light up a joint, you put on Day and Night.
The 7-hour version.
Yeah. Day and Night.
On the phone line?
Oh, my bad. I don't even have that connected.
You never logged in? I didn't know we
so
had.
So we haven't known we've had a caller. That's our bad. Well, no, actually, it's our producer's bad.
John, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to talk a little bit about the baseball game yesterday. Appreciate you having Jake on. Great, a lot of information there. That young man must work pretty hard, I guarantee you.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Anyway, talking about the game yesterday, first of all, congratulations to the Cards. Been going out there watching a lot of baseball. That win yesterday right up there with that regional championship over UK several years back. And up there in probably the top 10, in my opinion, sporting events wins for U of L. Everybody's talking about Cam Masterman, and he, deservingly so, the most valuable player and a guy who put the ball out of the yard for the two winning runs. But, you know, nobody that I can see looking on message boards, what have you, has talked a lot about what Michael Prosecchi did yesterday. I mean, you know, Michael Prosecchi made himself a lot of money yesterday afternoon. That situation where you bring that closer in there in the top of the ninth with the game on the line, and we all know about Major League Baseball, that guy closer on a lineup gets paid pretty good cash. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's the guy that wins the game, so to speak. And Michael came out there and gave up a double right out of the box, and I said, "Oh my gosh!" I thought, "You got to be kidding me!"
Right.
And but he went right back out there under a pressure cooker situation. You know, he's got the most pressure on the mound there than any batter, than anybody, and went out there and got three straight outs. And he's the unsung hero.
You sound like you're an absolute purist on the details of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but yeah, it's a team win, okay. But that spot for that pitcher, I'll tell you that's a tough spot to be in. I think anybody would tell you that.
John, are you a former pitcher?
No, I'm not. You know, I just love sports and I love watching competitive play. And again, Major League scouts notice a game like that in a situation like that. I don't know what you all think, but I think they do. You know what I mean? So that's a money player right there. So anyway, congratulations. Moving on to the Super Regional. Absolutely. And I'll tell you something. Texas A&M better tie their shoelaces up and have their helmet squarely on their head, because if they come in there and they think they're at home at day SEC, they're going to get knocked off. They're going to have to play their best baseball to beat this UofL team. Things are gelling for them right now. Their pitching has come together in the last couple of weeks, and now with the way they're hitting the ball, very, very dangerous team. So, you know, I'm hoping that they'll do that day SEC thing, if you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And, you know, if you can get them in that day SEC thing in that first game and win that first game, I think you got them right where you want them. So,
John, where do you plan on watching the game at?
Well, I'll be watching it at home. I was out there over the weekend for some of the games. Didn't get them all, but I was out there and actually left after the rain delay because I thought we had it in hand, but wished I hadn't. But anyway, I'll be watching it on TV. My understanding, I've heard, looked at the long-range forecast, they're looking at 100-degree temperatures down there. So I think the first game's going to be at 8:30 on Friday night,
right?
Which will be good for the players. But the next game on Saturday at 3 p.m., watch out, that's going to be a scorcher. You know what I mean? Maybe they'll move it. I doubt it. Baseball doesn't usually move for any heat, you know, not like football. But go Cards, what a great win yesterday, and just wanted to talk a little bit about the Cardinal baseball.
John, I appreciate that call.
Appreciate you, John.
And Nikki, thank you so much for making sure we, you know, we're aware that we had John waiting.
That was on me. Sorry, John.
So here's the thing. I agree with what John said, but I have to apologize to John because he didn't know what kind of hornet's nest that he was stepping into. Steve, I mean, it's okay if you remove yourself for 10 minutes.
No, I'm good.
Or you can just let me get this out of my system. It's a little conversation about demons that we got to have. It's not a conversation. It's Marcus Maben and his observations. We have a demon that lives inside a good human being in this office.
It's no way to talk about blank.
Nikki, when you listen to Jake Weingarten talk about what's going on, when you know as much as I do about the sport of basketball, when you know, when you have everything going on with the University of Louisville program that you have going on, I'm sorry.
Sorry, that's really cute. Did you see them outside?
I did not.
Oh, the old couple?
Yeah, they were holding hands walking across the street. That was actually really cute.
That was sweet. Is this a notebook?
That was sweet. No,
goals.
Listen, in a...
I'm talking about
you're gonna make me on soapbox
right now. Okay, you can get your soapbox done after mine.
No, I don't want to do it because then, I God forbid, I would probably get canceled for talking about pure love.
God forbid, procreative love.
How dare you?
So, Nikki, we're sitting here. We just had great conversation. Jake Weingarten comes in here. He's killing it. We even had Pops grace us with his presence and infinite wisdom, right? And it's just rolling. It's just rolling.
Feeling good.
Kenny Payne shows up at the game. We get some momentum change. I mean, you can make things out of this or not, right? It's hell. It is absolute
hell.
Hell to live in a world where I'm listening to playback music in my ear. And I got to listen to Mark Blakenbaker come around the corner.
Boo.
He has said this every single day for the last 10 days, 10 bit working days.
Oh, it actually was blank. I was just kidding.
No, it was absolutely Mark Blakenbaker. Are we going to get any guards? We're going to get any guards? Listen, I come around the corner. I listen to him talking to every single day, Steve. I don't hear anything. I'm like, what demon is inside of you? Like, why? And I ask, why do you hate Kenny Payne?
Mm-hmm.
And think about it. If he just said, man, need one more point guard.
Yeah.
No. According to him, we don't have guards, Steve. Not twos, not threes, not four level wingmen. Our team is nine centers, according to Blakenbaker. And I say, and listen, the only way that we can win any games is if we get point guards that are better than Jared West. Because that's the only guard that's out there in the transfer portal is Jared West. Okay? That's the only point guard that's left. If we don't get it's Courtney Ramey or Jared West, and the worst of Jared West, not L. Ellis saying, L. Ellis, a number one L. Ellis point guard in the country saying, I have never played against a defender as good as Jared West in my entire life. Not that. Not Jared West, who late season, just, no, that's the only possibility. And if I get Jerry West, the season's over. That's it. That's the only possibility we have. Okay? So I got to listen to that stuff every single day from corner to corner to corner is Blake and Baker. I'm like, and then you know what it turns me into? Blank, if I said we need another quarterback in the football room. Well, the class of 2027, we're looking at this one quarterback. That okay. Steve, I was telling you about this. I talked about this last night. Steve, you and I, you talked to Jake Weingarten about holding a line.
I did.
Right? You know what line I had to hold, Nikki, what Marcus and Steve had to hold?
Hold the line.
Nikki, 4 years ago, 4 years ago, right?
Whoa, all right. Whoa, whoa.
Okay, I'm done.
We were getting this coach named Chris Mack. You know what that was? A three-year rebuilding product, a rebuilding job at minimum.
Right.
Louisville did not make the tournament.
Did not.
Under David Padgett.
Not make the tournament.
It was a three-year rebuilding job.
3 years,
for
Nick.
Chris Mack. Less than
eight. How many games did he win?
David Padgett. Year, David Padgett won 20 games.
20!
And that was a three-year.
Not 19.
Year, that was
not
a three-year rebuild. This team won 12 games.
12. That's it, eight less than 20.
And we literally just added the number one big man transfer in the country.
One!
The Duke University Player Development Basketball Head of Operations.
Nolan Smith.
We added Danny. We added everything outside of a point. Listen, the basketball gods could not have had a better
gods.
3 months. A better 3 months at the University of Louisville. We've brought back every former. Hell, Purvis Ellison came home.
Purvis Ellison!
We literally have acquired everything in the basketball world can need. And hell, far be it for a head coach at the University of Louisville to show 1 ounce of morality and program
moral fiber
by saying, I want guys, I want recruits that fit the program and want to wear Louisville uniforms and want to get better more than they want NIL money. We watched the Kentucky Wildcats players treat it like it was a rest stop. They literally got off of their road to stop at Kentucky, do their business, and get right back on the road.
And business is not go pee-pee.
We watched it year after year after year. And we said, why do they treat Kentucky like a truck stop? I wouldn't want that at my program.
Do you want to know why I'm being very hyperbolic and just having a good time over here?
Because I'm listening.
No, listen. Because what I'm doing is stupid. And it's like, that's how I approach this. You know, does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, I mean, I'm having fun over here. Like, we're having a good time, whatever. I'm just adding some comedy to the joke. But it's like, because in my brain, this is how this conversation goes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Again, we've watched it with our own two eyes. We watched a kid get kicked off of Kentucky's basketball team and hold up $20,000 to his ear saying, I don't care. I got my money. We watched a fan base have to look at their point guard do that. And I thought, hypothetically, what if Kenny Payne at some point said, hey, coach, I like that Ashton kid, but I think he's a little more focused on his agenda than, you know, being a Kentucky basketball.
Oh, there they go again.
Like, what if that happened? What if that happened? And what if Kenny Payne said, hey, when I'm the caretaker of the University of Louisville, repeat, Steve.
Yeah.
When I become the caretaker of the University of Louisville, what's most important is that the players that I bring in fit the program and want to be here to learn to play basketball. Culture is more important than name, image, and likeness. I don't want players that I have to buy. I don't want players that their first 3 out of 5 questions are NIL. I don't listen, and if I have to lose a recruit or two, I'm not getting in bidding wars.
And they have.
Right.
Lost. I mean.
Right. And they have admitted it.
That's direct from coaches.
He's Coach Payne said there are guys we could have had, but I didn't think either the fit was right or what they were looking for we wanted to do.
Yeah.
God forbid there's some moral high ground at the University of Louisville.
We've moved from sports gods and went to God.
Yeah, listen, because I've heard how you talk about guys who may skirt an attitude here and there, you know, for you know to keep them on your team. I watch how you deal with those people, right? Mm-hmm. I watch how you deal with everything that has a moral gray area. But here you got a Kenny Payne caretaker of the program doing these things, and all I hear, we don't have guards. Every crap team that's came in here
Sam Payne's in the database, by the way.
Every team that has come into the University of Louisville KFC Yum Center, Steve, has had a guard on their team that we would say, take him. Every single year, hundreds of guards. Yeah, because listen, because Steve, a good, fundamentally sound 6'2" point guard can't work with Imani Bates, Brandon Huntley Hatfield, Jalen Withers, Sidney Curry, L. Ellis, Roosevelt Wheeler, J.J. Trainer, and have the best coaching staff in the country, if not top 5 coaching staff in the country.
That's why I asked Jake the question. I wanted to ask it without leading him because I was curious because I'm like.
But he's so smart that it's the obvious question.
So I wanted to say, what position did Kamari Lance and Mike James play? Oh, they're guards. Oh, okay. I was just curious. Okay. Like, I wanted to just kind of like leave it at that. Like, okay, yeah.
And the defense rests.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, they play guard? Oh, interesting. That's cool.
No, we don't have guards, Jake. Jake probably thought I was mad. No, Jake. We don't have guards. You're not allowed to say that. It's illegal to say we have guards.
Yeah.
You know what, Nikki? Get me out of here. Get me out of here before someone harbors some ill feelings. So before I say something on this air about, listen, this is not Marcus defending Kenny Payne. This is open your eyes. Open your eyes. Everything is unfolding right in front of you.
It's happening.
Are you you are hunting for the mole on the model. Now, the supermodel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and.
And that's fine. Because if you don't want her.
Heel.
If you don't want her, I'll take Cindy Crawford. That's fine.
Still.
Still.
Still. Still. Yeah. Oh, man, maybe. She has this mole on her heel. Huh. She can't even wear pumps.
Pumps. Was that something you had? Like, was that ever an issue with you?
I don't like women wearing high heels.
Oh, I thought you meant like D. Brown pumps.
That's pretty funny.
What's wrong with high heels?
Pumps in a bump.
You go out to nice places.
Right.
Okay, so is that what that MC Hammer song's about?
Yes.
Okay, what's a pump then? I'm curious.
A high heel.
I did not know that. Uh-huh. Honest to God, had no idea.
Okay, like my only thing is if we go out.
Took me a long time.
Listen, if we go out, sweetheart, I want you to be comfortable.
I was baffled because I went to D. Brown's.
Yeah, no, pumps. Pumps, heels.
So pumps and a bump is high heels.
Go look at the video.
I've saw the video.
And it's nothing but high heels and
wiggling.
Bumps.
Just never put the two
and together. Bumps.
That's why he should have never been in Death Row anyways. That's why Death Row failed. When you decided you was going to go MC Hammer.
I like women to be comfortable.
So
if they're not comfortable in high heels.
It's very woke of you.
Is it?
No, I totally agree.
I'm just being a...
No, I think Charity's feet and calves are beyond attractive when she's in high heels. Like, I just love it.
The look is great. Mm-hmm. But you spend the whole night with a woman in heels, she's miserable by the end of the night.
Yeah.
That, listen, you think you're going to end this night awesome? You're going to have to rub feet. You're going to have to massage her feet for an hour just to get her to relax.
Well, that's part of the married life.
That's a Wednesday.
I literally did that this morning.
That's a Tuesday.
I did that this morning before I come in.
Play us out, Nikki. I think they missed it.
I'll let them in. I got to know. I have to know.
Pick it up.
ESPN.
And then we'll go. I want to finish the show.
I'm not really sure where Dan Issel is at the moment.
I'm done.
No, bye. Keep it rolling.
Bye.
Keep it rolling.
Maybe I'm not as good a radio host as I thought.
I'm not sure if Kenny Payne's moving out there, but we'll miss Dan too around these parts.
Kenny Payne scared Dan Issel out of Kentucky. Say it. Tell him on the phone.
I'm not sure if he's on vacation.
Tell him. No, he's not. Payne scared him off.
I'm sorry. I wish I had more information.
Say it.
But you know,
say it. Thanks, you coward.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Say it.
Bye.
You chicken.
Middays with Dan Issel on 939 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.